your imagination. There's also pretending as if your state of health is the only state there exists. And a lot of the times we find ourselves ping-ponging between, oh, I'm sick, I am unwell, I'm powerless, I'm hopeless. And then we go, well, maybe I could do this. Maybe I can get through this. Maybe there are resources for me to find a way through this chronic illness.
Cue music. Places, everybody, places. We're starting in 3, 2.
Welcome to the Autoimmune Hour, where we look at the rise of autoimmune disorders. I've brought together top experts that range from doctors, specialists, nutritionists, researchers, and even those recovering from autoimmune to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information about autoimmunity and how to live your life uninterrupted.
Thank you for joining us here on the Autoimmune Hour with Sharon Saylor. And we don't want you to worry about taking too many notes, so you can join the Autoimmune Hour's Courage Club, and we'll send you the transcripts and show notes from every episode. Sign up now at understandingautoimmune.com. Now, back to your host, Sharon Saylor.
Welcome, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour. Oh, my goodness, another episode. I am so thrilled to be here again. I think just awesome, amazing. I just keep on rolling along. And thank you, beautiful community, for keeping the show going and growing. I owe it all to you to be able to bring fantastic guests to you that I find on this amazing healing journey of mine. And I so appreciate all the notes and everything that you send on Facebook and Instagram, things like that. Please keep it up and be sure and visit our YouTube channel as well. That's pretty new, not brand new, but that's pretty new. I think we have about 100 different videos up there now, so plenty of things for you to intrigue you over there. And tonight, I'm going to intrigue you with something we haven't talked about, but boy, oh boy, have I learned firsthand. That's the emotional and money part of getting sick and the healing journey. I know that's a heavy topic maybe for some of us. And I know I've seen some statistics that talking about money is right up there with like talking about death. So we're going to talk to our guest tonight, Leslie Juvinicare. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that right.
You did. Thank you.
Awesome. There was Leslie's voice there if you're not watching us on video. And she's an emotional intelligence expert as well as money expert. Her book is called The Money Formula. And she is just an expert in helping everything from professional athletes, celebrities, business leaders, entrepreneurs navigate the emotional and mental challenges of business, creating work-life balance, and the emotional and mental challenges of money. Now, you might be asking, Sharon, what's money got to do with it? And I have to tell you, after my 4-year healing journey here, a lot. Here in the States, if you want many different kinds of care, a lot of times you have to pay for it out of your own pocket, or at least come up with a sizable copay. And now I know we've got fantastic audience all around the world, and it still can come as a surprise of what may or may not be covered. We've got fantastic community members in Canada, Australia, the UK, all over Europe, and other far-flung places I've heard from so many people. So thank you. But tonight, let's talk to Leslie about our emotions and money. So welcome to the show, Leslie. Thanks for being a guest.
Thanks for having me, Sharon. I'm so happy to be here and to share my message with your followers.
Absolutely. Let's just talk a little bit about how did you get into discovering all about emotions and our money?
Well, I have been a career coach for over 10 years now. I started in the global economic crisis. And my first client was actually my husband, and he lost his job as an engineer, and it was quite unexpected. And I got into the field of coaching that way, and have helped so many people since then determine what their brand is, what their story, find a job they love, and make more money at it. Well, after 10 years, well, 8 years into it, I realized that I was helping everyone get wealthier and more successful. And I realized I wasn't doing it for myself. And so many of us who are in the caregiving position, we help so many others and we neglect ourselves. So I realized my relationship with money wasn't that great. So I started to go on this journey of figuring out what I thought and what I felt about money and how it was impacting my financial decisions, subconscious and conscious. And what came from that was what I call the money formula. And this journey actually created a strategy in 7 steps in 15 minutes or less to figure out how you think and feel about money and transform that forever.
I do agree. I find that a lot of people in the caring and helping professions really have a hard time with that self-talk as well as talk to other people. And I would imagine a job loss, an unexpected job loss, is similar to getting an unexpected diagnosis, that it, a lot of emotions run through your head at that moment. I know it did for me when they told me I had dermatomyositis. And first off, I didn't know what the heck that meant. But then beyond that, it was coming to terms with, goodness sakes, one part of your life is closed and another has just, you know, you've just rounded a corner into a brand new whole thing to think about. What do you find is really common with people when they start to talk about money, or how do they talk about money? I'm thinking all the emotions came up for me when I found out what my insurance would pay for and what it doesn't pay for.
Well, when we are faced with challenging situations, whether it be unemployment or a health diagnosis, we find ourselves running through a variety of emotions and thoughts. And a lot of these thoughts go into a very negative and fearful place. I won't have enough. There is nobody to support me. Who will support me? I can't get through this. And we don't realize that a lot of these thoughts come from subconscious programming that we've taken from childhood. And what that does is it triggers a set of emotional responses to a traumatic or a struggle point in our lives. And we start making decisions based on these instantaneous thoughts and feelings. And we don't realize that they are either self-affirming or self-destructive. And on top of that, when we're in a health journey or we're dealing with a stressful situation, we're not only dealing with this component of our sense of wellness, but we're actually evaluating our entire set of thoughts and feelings about this illness and how are we responding to that with our abundance flow, our money, and the resources that will help us see it through to a state of healing and the state of happiness again. So that's a real important component to this work that I do, is to help people work their way through stressful times, but do it in a way that really begins to evaluate your thoughts and feelings through it.
Oh, I so agree. One of the things I learned early on in this journey, I thought I was a good decision maker up until the diagnosis. But one of the things that became very critical for me was to not make any instantaneous decisions that didn't have to be instantaneous.
Right.
Now, of
right.
course, if there's a bus coming at you, instantaneous decision to run the other way, right? But there are a lot of decisions, not only based on money, but in the medical diagnosis area, where it doesn't have to be instantaneous. So let's talk about a few ways that you've learned that people can sort of walk themselves back from that edge of, oh my gosh, this is my first thought about this, but maybe that's not the best to make a decision on.
Right. Well, if we have a diagnosis, for example, my mother-in-law, she has rheumatoid arthritis. My husband has, and I like to say it in the past tense, had an autoimmune disorder that affected his skin, a dermatitis, and he would scratch and it would become inflamed. And when you're in those physical states, we go and jump into the worst case scenario of, oh my God, this is going to last forever. I feel so powerless. How am I going to get through this? And we go into these thought patterns. And what I like to do with people like my own family and my clients who are dealing with physical discomfort, more specifically, as a result of stress, anxiety, overwhelmed by their lives, is begin to examine those thoughts and feelings before you start making decisions. So you're absolutely right. There's no rush to make a decision, but we have to begin to examine how we think and feel about the outlook of the situation and know that, yes, this will pass, but not without responding to it in a creative way. And tapping into our imagination is essential to begin creating a whole new life story for ourselves, and that inner dialogue that helps us in a positive way respond to the physical pain that we're experiencing.
Oh, great. Yes, absolutely. And some of the things that I notice about myself are little things where, and I've taught myself to have, this is my own little mantra, is this just an itch? because mine too is part of a skin problem as well. That I like the term you said, you put it in the past experience. Absolutely. We're all thrivers here, regardless of our diagnosis. So I know it sounds like a weird little question, but for me, as early on, I know I lost track of when is an itch just an itch?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is this a reoccurrence? Is this a flare? Oh my gosh. And you go off into that crazy. And to walk myself back, I had this little saying, is this just an itch? And that would bring it into my conscious mind. Okay, Sharon, you've got time. Just, you know, walk back from the edge. And so have you heard other people use little things to snap it back into their conscious mind when they start to see that their unconscious mind is sort of running away with the show?
Absolutely. It really is coming back to this point of, am I projecting into the future my worst case thoughts, or am I being grounded in the present moment with the truth of the situation? Because I teach my clients, and what we talk about in my book, The Money Formula specifically, is to really take the story. Am I telling myself a story, or am I narrating the truth of the situation? And that, by examining, am I telling myself the scary worst case scenario story, or if I'm, you know, just looking and observing of what's happening, that becomes a grounding point for how you feel about the situation. Because if you feel that, okay, these are just things I can respond to, versus, oh my God, I'm in this story and I'm being swept away and what's going to happen to me, you feel powerless in that situation. So it really is about examining between the two of these, am I telling a story or am I observing the happenings in my now, right? Very Eckhart Tolle-ish. And putting yourself as the observer, and then creatively responding to that, that's where you put yourself back in that state of power so you can respond to it in a more healthy way rather than the worst case scenario way.
Right. And one of the things I found with a medical diagnosis, which is a little rabbit hole, but is so I would at first get involved in the medical professional's story of what, quote unquote, was going to happen to me. Sort of telling me, you know, fortune telling here. And that was a little bit harder to, that's where I started to say, no, stop, no instantaneous decisions on what someone else thinks. Because even as a medical professional, I always say, learn now that it's all stats, that my outcome was not projected. And I just say, look, I didn't drink the Kool-Aid, so to speak. I knew I would get well. And that's the whole process of that. We need to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to get more into these amazing 7 steps of the money formula and find out really how we can work with this as well as, you know, as we're on this healing journey. So we'll be right back.
Life Interrupted Radio will return after these messages from our sponsors. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. Be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living. A chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind.
Life is worth more than a text.
Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Sharon, and of course you know me from here on the Autoimmune Hour. Maybe you don't know I'm also an author. My latest book is for kids. It's Pinky Chenille and the Rainbow Hunters, a winner of a 5-star reader's favorite review. It's perfect for your early reader and a great bedtime story for your young adventurers. Check it out over at pinkychenille.com. That's PinkyChenille.com. See you there. Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour. I'm Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com, and we're here with the amazing Leslie Jubinicare, and she is an emotional intelligence expert as well as an executive coach and the author of The Money Formula, Change Your Relationship with Money in 7 Steps and 15 Minutes or Less. And one of the things that we haven't talked about here on the Autoimmune Hour is, how do you pay for all of this? I know it's tough, especially if you have no one else. You are your sole provider. Maybe you don't feel like working like you used to. Maybe you can't work like you used to. And regardless of where you are in the world, there is always unforeseen costs to the healing journey and bringing yourself back to that state of balance and wellness. So, Leslie, let's talk a little bit about some of the 7 steps and how they can relate to us when we're funding our medical care.
Well, when we're talking about a traumatic or a difficult situation in our lives, we get swept up in our instantaneous thinking and how we feel. And that may not necessarily be the best place to act, especially if you're in a place of feeling unwell. And you're coming from that place of feeling unwell and making decisions from that state. And what I would encourage the listeners here is, yeah, you might be feeling unwell or feeling tired. I know for myself, as an intuitive, I would get myself into a state of chronic fatigue because I would energetically drain myself by reading and sharing messages from spirit. And there has to be a point where you're consciously aware of how you feel. And then there's that other point, that higher state of consciousness, as to observing that and coming from that state. And what the money formula seeks us to do is to not necessarily respond from this place of pain or place of confusion or place of helplessness or hopelessness, but to go above and to begin to examine how we think about money. For example, one of the words in the Money Formula Dictionary we talk about is insurance, right? And so many people, if you're in France, you think insurance. Oh, well, that's perfectly fine. It's going to be covered by the state. It's going to be covered by my supplemental. No problem. You feel good and at peace. But if you're an American and you have a high copay, like $1,000 copay, that might put you into a tailspin of anxiety, wondering, where am I going to get this money to pay for that? And so what I'd like for people to do is to think the word, for example, insurance, and what does that bring to your mind in terms of an image? And that image might take us somewhere we didn't even know. And in that space, in that mental space, it takes us to an emotional state. And that may be positive, it might be negative, it might be neutral. But to begin to examine insurance, oh my God, copays, those are some of those words. And when you begin to examine that and shift our relationship with those words from a negative, triggering space to a neutral and then a positive, like, oh, copays, I got this. Oh, insurance, fine. And to feel confident about it, then as someone who's dealing with a chronic illness, you realize, I can do this. These words don't scare me. I can take care of myself, or I'm going to be open enough to allow the universe, to my network, my world, my creativity, to come and bring the resources that I need. So what we're doing is we're saying, these words don't have to scare you. Insurance, co-pays, doctor's visits, all of the other things that come with taking care of yourself and funding your journey of wellness, coming from a positive state of mind and knowing that you have everything you need where you are right now and everything's going to be okay, that puts you back in that state of power rather than being swept up in the circumstances of your experience. So that's what we aim to do in helping people feel good about their health journey from a financial point of view.
I have to back up a little bit because you triggered a couple of things there.
And okay.
I always like to, you know, share with my audience, be as authentic and vulnerable as possible here.
Yes.
Went like, well, that sounds really good, Leslie, but how do I undo whatever bias, or maybe even unconscious bias? I just know I get a little bit of anxiety when I hear maybe the word copay or the word insurance or whatever it is, or this is going to be lifelong. I mean, that's another one that was just like, yeah, okay. Let's argue that word. But it sounds really good to take it from the negative to the neutral and then into the positive. But what do I have to do that? I'm a little confused. I'm like, okay, sounds good, but is there like a little recipe?
Exactly. And that's what the money formula is. It's a 7-step protocol. And what this protocol aims to do is to get you to think of that word, then think of that mental state that you're in, the emotional state, go back through that emotional state to a memory from your childhood. Most of the time it happens between the ages of 0-7, and some people go up to 10 and 12, going as early as possible to a core situation that triggers this emotional state and neutralizing that memory. Honestly, it may have nothing to do with the word insurance or copay or doctor's alternative treatment payments. This emotional state is just how you feel about this situation. And what we're doing is neutralizing those memories, those triggerings to the emotional state that's making you feel anxious or antsy about that word. So we're really changing those emotional responses to the situation that you're in. And what this does is actually makes you feel more confident and even positive about what you're going through, and then puts you back into a more responsive, creative, imaginative state to deal with your financial situation. So that's a great question that you ask. And this protocol takes you through that process. And we might find ourselves perhaps in a helpless state. And the word copay makes us feel helpless. And that emotional state of helplessness might be rooted somewhere in our past. And we can take away that helplessness from our story, correct it, change it, and turn it into a positive one. And then when we hear that word, oh, I'm fine. Copay is fine. I don't feel helpless when I hear that word. And then you can move forward from there. So that's really the psychological component through the emotional intelligence steps of the money formula that we aim to do to help people to change that. So it is a methodical step-by-step process.
It's funny that as we're talking about this, things come to my mind as I did a similar process. And one of the things was when you said it may not have anything to do with money. And that was for me when I realized, and it was a comment, I don't know the exact age, I'm thinking I'm about 4, you know, enough to have language for sure. And being told by a family member, not a parent, but a family member that, you know, when I was going through this just shows my age, but we used to get like the catalogs with Christmas, you know, and you would circle everything you wanted in the catalog, you know, and being rather scolded for having such a magnificently long list. like, how do you think we can afford all of that, you know?
There you go.
Who do you think you are wanting the Barbie dream house and all of these things? So, and so I found that interesting that mine absolutely wasn't related to my healthcare at all.
Exactly. And you know what, Sharon? You are the perfect case study for how the money formula works. And it works exactly like that, because you're going into this memory and you're realizing, oh my God, I was a little girl and I had these big dreams of having a Barbie dream house and all of these wonderful things, and then feeling scolded and going, oh my God, I guess I don't deserve that. I guess I'm not worthy of it, or I'm not allowed, or whatever beliefs that have come created as a result of this experience. And we carry within us these beliefs throughout our lives, and they are triggered by challenging situations. It could be a job loss. It could be a health scare. It could be a divorce or a death. And these situations are asking us to re-examine these protocols for which we respond to life situations. And when we realize this protocol, this old money formula, I call it, is not working for this one, let me rewrite a new one because I'm an adult and I'm creative and I'm powerful and I can respond creatively. Then you create a new money formula, or a new formula in this instance, and you realize, oh, I can respond to this in a different way, because you're looking at this memory and the situation from a higher point of view rather than subconsciously responding to it as the 4-year-old girl who feels helpless and undeserving and scolded. So when we change that psychological perspective and put you in a place of power as an adult, then you realize, oh, okay, I can do this. I've got this, and I don't have to respond that way. So that's really the key core component of that. So you got it right on point.
Yes, wonderful. And know that there are many, many triggers out there. I found that just understanding that event that happened with the catalog at Christmas time wasn't the only one. So as you go through this process of uncovering, and you'll uncover many things, not just about around money. These will, you'll uncover your belief about, do you deserve to be healthy? I mean, that's an interesting one I've heard of before. Dr. David Clarkin has been on the show, and he's talked about the concept of good relationship, bad health, and that you've been able to keep yourself together through, you know, you're feeling lousy, but been able to keep yourself together, shall we say, that my term's not his, but through your life, whatever it's been, maybe it's been rather, challenging. And then all of a sudden you get in a good relationship and your health deteriorates. And he talks there about what triggers is that part of, oh my gosh, two things, undeservedness, as well as all of a sudden I'm in a safe place and your body just kind of crumples because you're in a place where you'd feel safe and protected. So I just am always fascinated by these attachments we place to emotions and how simple it is to trigger any little thing. So let's talk a little bit. You've alluded to it a few times, and I'm a fan of this, and that's going to what I call to the 30,000 foot view and seeing myself. I like to do it in third person. I'd like to know what you think about that. But looking before I make decisions, money or otherwise, but going to this place of 30 and seeing myself over there in that situation, because I find I can be much more removed when I'm observing me over there than if I'm just talking about, oh, Sharon, this is a big decision. Oh my goodness, what kind of decision are you going to make? You know, you tend to wallow in too many memories. What do you think about the idea of observing yourself in third person?
Absolutely. This is kind of like what the money formula is, actually. It's a taking yourself out of these feelings and thoughts and looking at a situation from a different point of view. And when you detach yourself from it and you see these experiences, you realize there's a whole bunch of information that is missing from my child perspective or from this other perspective when I see it from that third person. So you're absolutely right. That's a very healthy way of looking at a challenging situation, is to extract yourself and begin from, as you say, the 30,000 feet view. Look at it and you realize, oh, there's a body of information over here that I'm seeing as a result of this situation, and this gives me a better perspective on it. And then I can take that information, change what I used to know and what I used to believe, and implant some new ideas and use that imagination, because that's one of the money formula principles, actually, is using your imagination to respond to your financial situation and looking at it from a different point of view. So you're absolutely right. Taking yourself out of it, looking at it from a different point of view, asking yourself questions about this, extracting new beliefs, new ideas, new ways of responding, and then bringing that back into the situation. And you find yourself actually way more powerful than before and with a fresh perspective on the situation.
Fantastic. Let's delve a little bit into using our imagination. Sometimes when you're not feeling well, you can't be the most creative. I mean, just trudging through the day sometimes is. But what are some tips you have to use your imagination? One of my favorite is journaling, as well as I like to use vision boards. But I don't know, what are some other ways to use your imagination?
Actually, this is a great question. I even say in the money formula that when you use your imagination, there's also pretending as if your state of health is the only state there exists, right? And a lot of the times we find ourselves ping-ponging between, oh, I'm sick, I am unwell, I'm powerless, I'm hopeless. And then we go, well, maybe I could do this. Maybe I can get through this. Maybe there are resources for me to find a way through this chronic illness. And what I'd like, and what I challenge people to do in the book and my own clients who were dealing with chronic anxiety, chronic depression, insomnia, health issues, is to see the ping pong that you have between, oh, I'm not well, and that, oh, this could be pretty good for me. I can move forward, and see how much time you actually spend in between those two states of mind, and begin to truly monitor the amount of time you commit to thinking a certain way. So really, if you can, notice that, begin to monitor that, journal your observations about where you're going, and try and put yourself into a happier state of mind, and allow yourself to imagine that this is over, what that feels like, and wonder what it already is like having passed this situation, that it isn't a sentence that you've been doomed to. Because I know when I was in postpartum depression and anxiety for 9 months, I got to a point where I understood why people kill themselves. I totally and completely understood it. And my husband said it was the scariest day of his life when I told him that. But it really is like, okay, I know that, but I've been there, but how do I shift my mind to this and begin to really work on being in that state of wholeness and health? And sometimes it did take some mental discipline, but to really begin to use your imagination in that state.
Oh, it does take mental discipline to move through things, whether it's something that you're thinking or other people are thinking for you.
Yeah.
Like I said, sometimes doctors give you worst case diagnosis, worst case scenarios, and you're like, oh my gosh. And then you begin to believe that. And I think the critical part here is when our imagination, what I like to do is journal. And I've said this on the show before, is I journal only on the right-hand side of the page in the current moment. I always leave the left-hand page blank. And then every month or so, I go back and I read. And then I'm able to see my patterns. Mm-hmm. So, and I write on the left-hand side what's changed. And so then what happens, has happened over time, is I've seen the patterns. And now if I get into a particular mindset, I just, oh, Sharon, you've been here before. It's passed before. You just, this is how you got through it last time. And I find that this process speeds itself up each time you use it. You're able to move through these situations and thought processes faster and faster because you have the memory of, well, I've succeeded before and that passed, and I will succeed again. Wow, this is awesome. We need to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to just delve more into these steps about this, about money and how we think about money and how we think about our wellness, because I've always said about everything, how we do one thing in our life is how we do everything. And so taking even the things that we've heard so far about the money formula and applying that to getting well, all works. All works the same. So we'll be right back with Leslie and we'll hear more.
Life Interrupted Radio will return after these messages from our sponsors. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. Be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the OM Times Experts program. With OM Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations, to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Research shows we apologize up to 10 times a day, and most of the time, we say sorry as a response to someone else's mistake. What if we thanked people instead of all that unnecessary apologizing? So instead of saying, sorry, I'm rambling, you say, thank you for listening. Join us at projectforgive.com, a free non-religious resource on global forgiveness.
Hi, this is Sharon. And of course you know me from here on the Autoimmune Hour. Maybe you don't know I'm also an author. My latest book is for kids. It's Pinky Chenille and the Rainbow Hunters, a winner of a 5-star reader's favorite review. It's perfect for your early reader and a great bedtime story for your young adventurers. Check it out over at pinkychenille.com. That's PinkyChenille.com. See you there. Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour. I'm Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com, and tonight we've been exploring money. And I know you're probably saying, "What, Sharon, what's that got to do with it?" But gosh, it's got a lot to do with it. First off, it's how are you going to pay for your wellness journey? What if I can't keep working? What's going to happen to me now? All these things run through your mind. Money is so attached to our emotions, just like our wellness is attached to our emotions. So tonight I have expert Leslie Javunicare on the show, and she is the author of The Money Formula, Change Your Relationship with Money in 7 Steps and 15 Minutes or Less. And she's also an emotional intelligence expert, and she's been sharing tips about how we can move from this, I'll say, panic state or this anxiety of state of, oh my goodness, it's always going to be XYZ, whatever that is, this bad or whatever, to how we can move ourselves quickly and I'll say easily to a place of higher insight and higher understanding, to have that imagination and creativity to find the opportunities that are out there for us that maybe we can't see when we're in that less informed, less productive state. So I hope that about sums up what we've learned so far, Leslie. Let's take it one step further. What else would you like to share with us?
Well, when we're looking at our emotional wellness and we're looking at the stress of being in a state of health, positive or negative, is really looking at what are the secondary gains of having beliefs that are making us feel chronically ill. For example, in the book, there is a story of a woman named Susanna. And Susanna was, by all definitions, a workaholic. And it got to the point that Susanna got burned out, where she just could not enjoy life. And in fact, we discovered through her money formula, when she was a girl, she had this memory that her mother would work late at night and she would feel sad. And her dad would try to convince her that everything's okay, don't worry. But Susanna learned that to be a mother is to work all the time. And for her, she learned to believe from this situation, well, I'd rather have a ton of money and kids or no money and kids and nothing in between. And what Susanna created for herself was actually chronic miscarriages. She actually had 3 of them because she learned to believe and created the story from her subconscious point of view that, well, I'm not super rich and I'm not super poor. I'm in between, so I can't have kids. And so she created this physical health condition that kept her from becoming a mother. And when we rewrote her money formula and realized that, oh, work can be fun, I can have a family, I can have the in-between world of being an average person, not super rich, not super poor, and have a family, then she realized her relationship to work completely changed and she did not have to feel like a workaholic anymore. So the secondary benefit of being in that state of working all the time for her was, well, at least if I don't have children, then I will not give them the painful experience I had. So she created that. When we changed that, she realized, oh, I don't have to do that anymore. Oh my God, I can be a mother. I can have personal time. I can have a family. She actually left her job, moved to be with some family, and actually spent time with their kids. So she changed her life out of that. What I've discovered through the money formula is that we do create all sorts of patterns in our lives, whether they're health patterns, relationship patterns, financial patterns, through these memories and through the beliefs that we've learned to gain. So by doing this, we examine our secondary benefits of having a stressful lifestyle or health issue. For Susanna's situation, chronic miscarriages, and she was able to feel more confident in creating a future that she wanted and giving to herself what she actually wanted, which was a family.
Wow. It's always amazing to me what the body and the mind can create together. Now, I'm not saying that your autoimmune condition is solely mental, but as I've gone through my own healing journey, exploring past traumas, past beliefs, past adverse childhood experiences, as Dr. Clark calls them, other things, amazing things happen to my healing journey. And so I'm always open to look up every side of the story. That is just amazing. One thing that, if this part has intrigued you at all, go back and watch Sarah Payton's show on unconscious contracts. She actually does a process with herself on the video where you can see how she walks herself in uncovering in real time an unconscious contract. Absolutely awesome. And that's part of what Leslie's talking about, is part of her process in helping people is uncovering these unconscious contracts. Leslie, when you talk to people, I have this thing about words. I'm such a word nerd. And I always talk to people the difference about knowing and believing. And to me, believing are these sometimes unconscious contracts, other things that we may not even know how we know them. We just know them. And I find that when we can begin to understand how we think we know them, or why we know them, when we found out about them, that oftentimes that difference between belief and knowing can change the whole situation. Do you walk people through that understanding of when a belief is a belief and when knowing is knowing?
Absolutely. You know, it's so interesting because we see that wealth is possible. For example, health is possible for so many people. It is their natural state of being. And then we know that it's possible, but is it possible for me? And that's the difference between knowing what is possible and believing what's possible for you. And we see the comparisons between the two, and taking that and pushing that away, that, oh yeah, I know it's possible for other people. I know, I've seen people who are healthy. We don't know the entire story, but we only believe what is possible for us. And what I help my clients, the people who read the Money Formula, to do is to go from that state of knowing, yeah, there are rich people. Yeah, there are people who are able to fund their health journeys. But then taking it back and saying, oh, yeah, I can do this. This is my reality. This is my truth. That's the journey. And it goes from examining how you think and how you feel and your experience between that state of knowing and that state of being, which is your believing. you live in it, right? So right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It is knowing the difference between the two, but having the wherewithal and asking yourself really good questions to determine the difference between that two.
Because I think that's where sometimes people get hung up. They can mouth it, they can word it, they can tell someone else that, but then putting it into action sometimes becomes the tripping point for them. And I find that's where they are still in a state of somewhat of disconnect or dissociation from what they think is possible. And I know you also talk about creating work-life balance, and you talked about your client Suzanne there, who obviously as a workaholic had an issue with that. Let's talk a little bit. What have you found is successful for people when they say, oh, well, gosh, I'll say work-health balance, work-health-life balance is in there. What are some tips and tricks you have for people to create work-life balance?
Well, work-life balance is really an application of giving yourself a space and time to work and to contribute, and then a space and time to give back to yourself, right? Where as caretakers, I'm sure many who are listening here, we give and we give and we give, and we don't take and we don't ask for, and we don't give to ourselves. And so really what we're asking people to do when we're creating work-life balance and what we call work happiness is to bring that state of, okay, I'm pushing out, I'm giving to the world, and then I'm going to allow myself to take all that I've given out, whether it's love, it's peace of mind, it's peace and a moment to think and reflect. How much are we giving to ourselves? I fall in the guilty pattern where I give and I give and I give, and then I don't eat, and then like I, you know, get so excited and I don't sleep, and that's the reason why I do what I do, because I need this information, because I am somebody who's in a healing profession. So if you find yourself giving and giving and giving and you're depleting yourself, take a step back and ask yourself, what do I need? And give yourself permission to take that, give it to yourself, or ask other people to give it to you and feel like you deserve it, right? Because you talk a lot about deservedness. Yes, this is a major component of that. So we really strive in that space of giving and taking, and it has to be a healthy balance between the two.
Oh, right. Absolutely. And knowing the value of a no, oftentimes we say no to the people that are closest to us because they're easiest to say no to. I know that sounds weird, but you know, if some acquaintance comes up and asks you to head some chairmanship or of a committee or whatever, it's sometimes hard to say no. But until you know the value of your no and that your health is suffering perhaps, or your own sanity suffering, or your family's suffering, or your loved ones, your friends, whatever. When you know the value of no, saying no and yes to what you want to say yes to is a lot easier. Wow. Just awesome. We're about 10 minutes left. Just share with us some final tips and techniques that you would like us to know that I haven't jumped into yet.
Okay. Well, when we talk about where to start in terms of emotional intelligence, if you find yourself feeling stressed, anxious, overwhelmed, actually the best place to start is on the physical level, because an anxious mind cannot exist in a peaceful body. So if you find yourself feeling in that state of pain, a state of negativity, you don't have to always jump to, is this a mental thing? Go engage in those states of maybe getting a shower or getting a massage or doing something to take care of yourself and nourish your physical state first. Because when you do that, then the emotions and the mental will start to fall in line. So we encourage here at Leslie Inc. and what we teach people is to find the healthy balance between your physical, your emotional, and your mental state. Sometimes we are mentally not in a good state because we're physically depleted. We're tired. We're hungry. We've been broken down by chemicals or some kind of reaction. So if you're not having a balanced state between the physical, the emotional, and mental, begin to examine those different levels, starting with the physical. Am I eating well? Am I sleeping well? Am I giving myself time to breathe? Am I taking care of my body? Begin in those steps, because those are the most practical. And no matter where you come from, if you believe in emotional intelligence or not, you can start there. And then start with your emotional. Am I stressed? Am I angry? Am I hurt? Do I feel unsafe? Begin to examine those feelings, and then examine as you go from these two steps, my mental. What am I believing? Who am I allowing to manipulate me? Am I allowing doctors to manipulate me? Am I allowing the insurance to manipulate me? And allowing yourself to take back your personal power. Those are the three ways I encourage people to find their holistic state of balance and happiness, is by going from the physical, the emotional, to the mental. And you'll begin to see, as you evaluate those, then you'll create new mental patterns, new emotional states, and then the result is the physical.
Wow. Fantastic. And you talked a little bit about happiness. I know that you do have a specific talk on happiness. And just the last couple of minutes we have left, I think a lot of people find happiness quite fleeting and don't understand the concept of happiness. So before we get on to about your book and everything else, just share with us a couple of your expert wisdom points on happiness.
Well, happiness is a state of your own being. And when I say that, it doesn't mean that your life is perfect and you've got a ton of money and you're always healthy and there's no stress or conflict whatsoever. That's not what we're talking about. Happiness is coming from a state of authenticity about how you feel and who you are. And when you acknowledge your feelings and your state of being, your essence, if you will, what turns you on, what gets you excited, and you live your life according to that truth, then you'll find yourself, whether or not you're faced with conflict, to be in that state of happiness. So it really, for us, is a state of authenticity and a state of trust and a state of truth. And if you find yourself not living your truth, not speaking your truth, compromising all the time, doing things for money or doing things for the approval of other people, that's not happiness. So we really want you to get back to your state, because when you're in a state of your truth, your state of happiness, you find that you can be more performant and helpful and more purposeful in your world around you. And that's what we really aim to do, is to encourage people to be authentic and truthful and stepping in that. So we really want you to live that truth.
Fantastic. We're just down to about the last 4 minutes or so. Tell the audience more about how to find your book, The Money Formula, Change Your Relationship with Money in 7 Steps in 15 Minutes or Less, as well as where to find out more about you, Leslie.
Okay. Well, you can find The Money Formula anywhere books are sold, honestly. We're all in the major retailers. So we're at Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Amazon, Cabo. We're also available at our website, themoneyformula.leslieinc.org. That's themoneyformula.leslieinc.org. And you can order directly from us or from any of these major retailers. And we plan on being in bookstores as well. So you can find us there, get us on digital and eventually audiobooks so we can meet in that realm as well. If you want to learn more about me, just go to leslieinc.org or Leslie Inc. on Instagram and official Leslie Inc. at Facebook.
Okay. And that's INC for Inc.
Correct.
That's the Leslie Inc. I'll have that spelling over there at understandingautoimmune.com and on her show page for sure. And everyone, be sure and join us on Facebook as well as Instagram and now on YouTube at Understanding Autoimmune. Over there on YouTube, you'll be able to see the whole video. If you're listening to the podcast, you'll be able to see both Leslie and I in the video of this, which is just awesome. And over at understandingautoimmune.com, we now have the ability to join the Transcribe Tribe for free. All you have to do is sign up and you'll have access to almost all of the transcripts. As I've mentioned before on the show, we started that a little bit late and are in the process of catching up, but we're getting real close. Trying to think of what number we have. I can't think of it off the top of my head, but we're getting real close and all of the latest episodes are definitely transcribed. So if you've heard anything that Leslie said and you want to go back and just sort of, you know, vegetate on it, just sort of think about it a while, you're able to look at the transcript and say, oh, okay. You're able to take notes there as well. So that's over at understandingautoimmune.com. And join me next week for another episode where we bring you fantastic things and interesting people I meet. If you have an interesting person you'd like me to meet, just drop me an email over there at the contact page as well. That's how I met Leslie. Our dear friend Charmaine Hammond introduced the two of us. Charmaine has been on the show several times, specifically about understanding our emotional intelligence and bullying and how we can be pushed into things. And you can kind of see how Leslie's talking about that too, being standing in our own authenticity. So everyone, as I said, have a great weekend, whatever your adventures. Join me next Friday and reach out to me on all the social medias and enjoy.
The information provided on LifeInterruptedRadio.com is for educational purposes only. What you hear, read, and see on Life Interrupted Radio is based on experience only. The information presented here should never be used for any legal, diagnostic, or treatment purposes. Always seek sound legal, medical, and/or professional advice regarding any problems, conditions, and any of the recommendations you see, hear, or read here on Life Interrupted Radio.
Take a nice deep breath and let it out with a sigh. That's right. Just feel everything dissipate. Any little stress dissipate. Move your body to shake it out. Let your fingertips wiggle. Wiggle your toes to let any little stress release as you continue to take nice, deep, cleansing breaths. That's right. Find a favorite spot, a place that you always appreciate going to. You can picture it in your mind. The colors, the textures, the patterns, the smells, the temperature. Isn't that delightful? At the place you appreciate most. Take a moment just to drink it in. Savor the moment. How much you appreciate being here right now. That's right. And from this vantage point of appreciation, begin to think of others that you appreciate. That's right. Who in your life do you appreciate? Such a wonderful feeling to have appreciation. And from this place that you appreciate, holding dear all those people you appreciate, what other things in your life right now do you appreciate? Oh my goodness, what a long list. What a beautiful list. Isn't that wonderful? To stay in this place of appreciation and savor it all. That's right. Let all of the appreciation for this place, your favorite place, the people that you appreciate, the things and the happenings and the experiences that you appreciate, just bubble up and well up inside you. That's right. Fill every nook and cranny with appreciation as you begin to feel lighter, more confident. That's right. Appreciation is a miracle worker, isn't it? That's right. Knowing that you can take this appreciation with you at all times, wherever you go, whenever you want it, you're able to bring it right back up. That's right. Take one moment to again acknowledge it all and begin to come back again, full of gratitude and appreciation, confidence and courage, ready to begin your day again, ready to start anew, full of appreciation and ready to go. That's right. One nice last deep breath, full and feeling of appreciation as you come back now. That's right. Welcome back.
You've been listening to Life Interrupted Radio. To learn more, listen to other shows, and gain free resources that can help empower your life, be sure to stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com.